اور فارن منسٹری کو ہمارے ای میلز جانا چاہیے. آج کی دنیا میں فنگر ٹپ میں آل انفارمیشن موجود ہیں, یہ ہمارے فرائض میں سے ہیں. دیٹس ہاؤ وی آر اسٹینڈنگ. تو آئیے فائنلی, کنتم خیر امت اخرجت للناس تامرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنکر. یو آر دی بیسٹ نیشن, قرآن سیز تم بہترین امت ہو. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ تم امر بالمعروف کرتے ہو, نہی عن المنکر کرتے ہو, اس کے بعد اللہ پر ایمان رکھتے ہو. اگر اہل کتاب ایمان لائیں تو ان کے لیے بہتر ہے, مگر اکثر اہل کتاب فاسق ہیں. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین. صلوات پڑھیں محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرج.
They believe in the whole world, being the true and the cosmic message bearers, but not following it absolutely.
Yeah. What is the question? This is a comment. What is the question?
We are
part of it, because if you do not react what is happening in the world, we become part of responsible, not full responsible. That's the question.
And the second question, how a person can judge that he is expecting beyond his needs or his needs are in religious
limits? It is completely out of my boundaries of this subject. Still, I'll answer you. Quran Majeed clearly states, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does atom of good, he shall see it. Whoever does atom of bad, he shall see it. So what goes around comes around. So I am responsible of my deeds, and I have to be very, very careful when I am acting. Got it?
One more question.
Yes, please.
Sir, can a normal man nowadays be like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam without a learned person, without going to any institution?
No, it is impossible. Risalat and prophethood has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by acquiring taqwa, you might reach to a point where you become symbol of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By looking at you, people can remember Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, there is no justice. So, him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me ability to reach to that point. That's why we ask always, Allahumma adkhilna fi kulli khairin adkhalta fihi Muhammadan wa ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, let me enter in a places where Muhammad and ala Muhammad enter. Let me go out from the places where Muhammad wa ala Muhammad left. That means I have the ability to acquire their qualities. Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Sir, it is our responsibility to protest and agitate against the mass atrocities that are being committed to the Bahraini people. So, firstly, we have sent the petition letters to the United Nations and all. Second thing is that, actually I am telling you my own case. Presently, I am employed to the Times of India as the junior national editor. My article regarding corruption issues in India has been printed in the National Daily. It has been printed in the 10 metropolitan cities.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
But the problem is that I have also written about the United Nations and the Amnesty International. Amnesty International, the world's largest human rights organization, it is fighting under the banner of human rights, under the banner of democracy. Jamhuriyat ka nara lekar ye poore world mein phail rahe hain.
Ji.
Lekin jab humne is article par United Nations ek taraf jo hai democracy ko har jagah jo hai बढ़ाने को और डेमोक्रेसी को बढ़ावा दे रहा है. वी हैव देयर न्यूज, दे आर गोइंग विद द नेम ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी. आई हैव सेंड माय आर्टिकल टू द न्यूज़पेपर्स बट दे आर नॉट प्रिंटेड.
या
सो व्हाट,
यस लेट मी से वन थिंग. वी नीड टू एक्ट. इमाम खुमैनी हैज सेड इट वेरी ब्यूटीफुली, मा मुअज्जब अमल हस्ती मुअज्जब नतीजे निस्ती. वी हैव कमांडेड बाय अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला टू एक्ट अपॉन. not to look for the results. Our job is, Allah has ordered us to do, that's Allah, we did our job. Alhamdulillah, we did it, and not only you have to do, your cousins, your friends, let everyone copy you, and let, for example, from Lucknow, we have more than 3 lakh Shias, how many lakh Shias? Maybe 4 or 5 lakh Shias. If 10% of those Mu'mineen, if they write thousands of letters, how much impact will be? Yeah. We no need to worry. You have done your job. Job is, wherever we have seen the injustice, we have to react. You have reacted. That's the best thing you did. You should.
My understanding is that today in the news, there is a case which has been publicized by the Indian media. It is an Iranian case and it has been publicized by the Indian media. In Aajtak, Advance Today, CNN, again, they are all today focusing on this case. That in 2004, a protester, a young man, has thrown a few drops of acid into the eyes of a woman in Iran. It is a case of Iran. And the Iranian Supreme Court has ordered that lady to throw 10 drops of acids back to his eyes, means eye into eye.
It is command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, Al-Aynu bil-Aynu wal-Unfu bil-Unfu. The one of the laws which has came from Taurat, not only Quran, in Taurat also there, in Injil also there, in Quran also there. Eye to eye, ear to ear, hand to hand, this is the law of, unless and otherwise the other person forgives you.
So can the protest be banned? Can it not be carried to violence?
Why? No, my question is, I said it in my presentation, you are talking about a person who did injustice to the other person and he has been punished according to the law of the nation. You are punishing a person who has nothing, he has done nothing. For example, every day from the drone attack in Pakistan, many houses have been destroyed. Many people have been killed. Those are innocent people. Is it right? Why don't we focus on that? Why are focusing on this? If you go to Singapore, if you make mistake, any one mistake, they slash you, they beat you. And there is a laws of the nation. Why we are talking about this? They are punishing a criminal person. Why don't we talk about innocent people have been killed today in Bahrain, in many part of the world? Why don't we? This is the one of the act of media. Media want you to move from the main theme of the humanity. They make you so, and they corner you because Iran has done this. So why don't you talk them? Killing one person is right, or 100 of people every day you are killing in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Pakistan. Who has given you this right? Where are the laws of humanity?
Yeah.
One of the biggest problem, we don't have any media in our hand. Most welcome. And they are controlling the media all over the world. And we don't have any, being millions and millions of Muslim, 1.6 billion, 1.7 billion. बहुत अच्छा सवाल है. What can we do for directly to help them out? मगर सवाल ये है कि क्या हम बहरीन जा सकते हैं? नहीं जा सकते. क्या बहरीन की हुकूमत पर हम असर डाल सकते हैं? नहीं डाल सकते. एक ही चीज हमारे पास है. ना हमारे पास पैसा है, ना हमारे पास वेल्थ है, ना हमारे पास जाने की हिम्मत है, ना हमारे पास वहां जाकर के उनकी मदद कर सकते हैं. एक ही चीज हमारे पास है, गला. सब मिलकर के शाउट करें, मार्क बार खलीफा. दैट्स इट. व्हाट कैन वी डू? मगर इसका असर कितना होगा? अगर फर्ज कीजिए, तस्वीर करें, आज लखनऊ में पूरे शिया बाहर आ जाएं, छोड़ दीजिए मुसलमान, पूरे शिया बाहर आ जाएं, औरतें मर, सब मिलकर के सिर्फ एक ही बात करें, तो कितना असर होगा, इंपैक्ट होगा, सारी दुनिया लरस जाएगी. मगर हमको क्या किया गया? ब्रदरहुड से हमको कट कर दिया गया, हमारे पास फीलिंग्स को खत्म कर दिया गया. बहराइन में हो रहा है, हमसे क्या रब्त? हत्ता अपने महल्ले में, यहाँ पर आपके लखनऊ में, कल ये परसों रात को एक घर में गए थे हम, जहां पर चार लाशें डाल दिए गए शिया घर में जब राइट चले थे यहां पर, मगर कितने रिएक्ट करे लखनऊ के शिया हजरत नहीं, इसलिए कि फला महल्ले में फला साहब, तो वो ब्रदरहुड जो है हमारा खत्म। इसलिए रसूलुल्लाह ने क्या फरमाया, मुस्लिम उम्मा एक बॉडी है, अगर बॉडी को एक फिंगर को तकलीफ हुई तो पूरी बॉडी रिएक्ट करती है, अगर पूरी मुस्लिम उम्मा रिएक्ट करने लगे फौरन उनकी मदद होगी। थैंक यू।
और निकाह कहीं रह गया या हमें उमर रसूल को से कभी इल्म नहीं मिलेगा?
या बहुत अच्छा सवाल है, उलमा से ही पूछना है, मैं तो आलिम नहीं हूँ।
जी हाँ, दूसरा है या हमें हिंदुस्तान में हमें बाहरी उलमा की लीडरशिप की जरूरत पड़ेगी?
असल में देखिए एक बता रहा हूँ कि हर एक आलिम, हर एक इंसान विद इन द कैपेसिटी, गिवन कैपेसिटी वर्क कर रहा है। वर्ल्ड व्यू जो है हमारा, बेदारी जो उस लेवल की जैसी होनी चाहिए नहीं है। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आहिस्ता आहिस्ता काम हो रहा है, बहुत जल्दी इंशाल्लाह इस्लाम आगे बढ़ेगा, बहुत से लोग काम कर रहे हैं मगर उन्हीं की लिमिटेशन में कर रहे हैं। एक दिन आने वाला है इस्लाम का बयान और हमारा लहजा भी बदलेगा, हमारे मजालिसों का अंदाज भी बदलेगा, इंशाल्लाह वो दिन आ रहेगा, बहुत जल्द आएगा कि जहां पर इंसान मोमिन सुनेगा हसी असल इस्लाम, कुछ और नहीं सुनेगा इंशाल्लाह बहुत जल्द। बहुत खुशी हुई, कल का बहुत अहम सेमिनार है पैथ टू सक्सेस, बहुत खूबसूरत खुशन जवान बच्चे अपने बच्चों को लाइए, इंशाल्लाह एग्जैक्टली शुरू हो जाएगा 5 बजे मगर 5:30 मैं शुरू करता हूँ। والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته।
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد। اللهم صل على محمد।